All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is November 18th, 2024. I have 9:01 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? We'll state that next week is the 53rd Annual Missouri Association of Counties Conference, so the commission will be there on Monday, and then the courthouse will be closed for Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friday of next week. Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 478424 through 478449, checks number 478451 through 478494, warrants 8503 through 8506, 3 transfers or journal entries.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 478450.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. Regular session minutes for November 12th, 2024.
No question.
No, ma'am.
I move to approve November 12th, 2024, regular session minutes.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, this time we'll start our planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I'll turn it over to Mr. Cody Stice.
Okay, I would like to welcome you to the November 18, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County zoning regulation and zoning maps into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission for each case as Exhibit C. The Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all cases to be heard at this County Commission meeting and public hearing as Exhibit D. I will read a staff report for each case, which will be read followed with any questions that County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet and give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. Thank you. All right, so our first one we have is, this is an internal one that Scott and Marla kind of worked on. So we have Larry and Pamela Dapridge. The request is Planning Commission is seeking County Commission to approve the zoning request for two parcels, number 08-4.0-17-000-000-003.001 and parcel 08-3.0-08-000-000-019.00 and part of one parcel number 08-4.0-17-000-000-001 2022-00-002.000. This is located at 414 Buchanan Road, Branson, Missouri. Okay, so Scott is going to take the lead on this, but real quick here, kind of give us a little bit of an idea where we're at. So we got the transfer station. The parcels in question is this transfer of land right here at the corner and the miszoning or the mixed zoning in this area. That's presently what we got, and we're going to be giving away a little bit of this blue here and cleaning this all up.
The current gap breach parcel, it says A1, C2, that's Vacation World Tract B. When it was recorded right during that time period of adopting the zoning layer, you know, I signed it and sent it off, not realizing it added two zoning layers on one parcel. So it's already C1 and A1, and then our corner of the transfer station, which when we record that plat that you guys have seen and worked on, will form track B2. Now it'll have M1 or M2. Go ahead to that next one. So then when it's recorded, they're just asking for it to be C2, just like the parcel to the west, to the north. But the request is just to zone when this is recorded, that track to C2. And clean up the A1, C1, and M2. Make sense?
Clear the mud.
Actually, yes. Okay.
Is there anyone in the audience that is here to speak on behalf of this particular rezone request or parcel cleanup? Okay, there is not. Is there any questions from the commission before we move forward? Is there anyone to speak against? I'm sorry. Yeah. No. No one's here to represent on either side. If there's, go ahead. So we'll close the public hearing section of it. If there's no comment or question from the commission?
No.
None? Sir? None. Okay. At this time, it would entertain a vote.
Move to approve order number 11-18-2024-01.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Turn it back over to you, Mr. Stice, for the next order.
Okay. The next rezone request is RZ2024-029 Lane Properties LLC. The request, Brandon Lane is seeking County Commission to approve the zoning request for one parcel, number 17-4.0-19-002-001-006.00. This is located at 9135 Historic Highway 165 in Hollister. The existing property is zoned A1, and they're wanting to move it to M2, General Manufacturing. So to give you a little idea, it's the, you know, the old route to the lake on Highway 165 going out. Right across from the RV park, you can see the existing building. I think it's been removed now.
Is that an RV storage, not an RV park, Cody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're correct. A little close up. Zoning right now is M2 around it, and to the east would be A1, across the street, C2. This is their plan to build a shop, their entrance point. This is looking out of the existing driveway. I assume the new driveway will be in the same location? Looking to your left or to your east? Looking to your right? There you go. Does anybody in the audience want to get up and speak?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I am Brandon Lane.
Okay. Your address?
204 Whispering Oaks.
Okay.
So, yes, he's right. The house has already been tore down, and I am needing to rezone to store my landscape equipment there and have some offices and just warehouse, that type of stuff.
Okay.
Is M2 the right one, or is office the right one? What is it? What do we have those that
we talked that out with the planning commission a little bit, and I kind of brought that up. I threw that to them, and then Mr. Kramer spoke up and was looking and thought that for some of his uses that he planned to do, that M2, it would work in M2, but then M2 fit with the adjoining property.
Okay.
So that's what they settled on M2.
What is it on Bee Creek Road where they put the buildings up next to?
That warehouse office is O, but I don't know that you could do landscaping and bring all the equipment in and store it outside. That O is more for interior storage.
Okay, so you're wanting to store stuff outside.
Correct.
And that's what Mr. Kramer talked about.
Okay.
And, so that's why they landed with M2.
So when you say store stuff outside, just leftover, like equipment or leftover?
Leftover equipment. I have bulk salt and pallets and mulch if I had some left over, but it'd be behind the building.
So M2 is what fits his.
And the location of the building would be more centered in the property rather than where the house is. Is that kind of the way you had it drawn out?
As close to the front as I can go, and as close to the right side of.
That way you have majority of your storage behind the building.
Behind and on the side.
Okay.
But yeah. I have to be 50 feet off that easement.
Okay. Any further questions for the petitioner?
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak in favor of the project? Hearing none. Ma'am, would you like to speak in opposition to it?
Shame on him.
Hearing none. Is there any further discussion from the commission before we move forward? And no one else in the audience wishes to speak in opposition to it. Okay. If there's no further discussion, I will close the public hearing and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 11-18-2024-02. Changing parcel from A12 to M2.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. There you go. Thank you all.
Real quick.
Yep.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Is this a typo on the order, A12? We don't have an A12, do we?
No, it's A1. When you said that,
So, I want to amend my motion to, well, I guess we've already voted.
Okay.
Move to correct A12 to A1 in the order that's previously been approved.
Okay.
I got it. A1 Ag District to M2 General Manufacturing.
Well,
correct?
I'm just changing.
Just the form.
Yeah.
The motion right now is to change the form to reflect
the motion made.
Okay. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. You'll get me a new form upstairs.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
And do we need to comment on the next one or just leave it be?
No, I just
leave it.
You can comment on
just that the next order number that we had presented for the Bee Creek.